Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph, two lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Beis. The Gemara previously discussed the Mishnah on Daf Beis and Aleph that stated, Iba Hashana B'Shleisha Divra Meya, Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer B'Shleisha Maschilin V'Chamisha Naisa V'Naisin V'Gorim B'Shiva V'im Gorim B'Gimel Muberes. And our Gemara will continue to discuss the dinim that are relevant to Iba Hashana. And the Gemara begins by bringing a simin, Zman Nasi Tzarech Gedi Simin. And the Gemara brings a Braisa Tana Rabbanon, Eima Abram Hashana El B'Muzim. Ibra Hashana must be done with the Yonim. We're invited by the Nasi to come and join him to be Ma'abed Hashana, and this has to be done from the evening before. And as Rashi states, she's Minun HaNasi Mibarev, and this way the Yonim that were invited will have time to think if the Shana should be a Shana Mubaris and if it should be a leap year. And the Gemara continues with a story that's relevant to this din. As Maisa Rav Gamliel, there was a story with Rav Gamliel, Sha'amari said to a Talmud, Hishkim Lishival Aliyah, please invite 7 day Yonim to come up to the attic in order to decide if we want to be Ma'abed Hashana. And as Rashi says, Hishkimli Macha Zayin Laliyah Hamiyuchedes Leishva Bezdin. And Mefarshim explained that really the Gemara doesn't mean that he was inviting 7 others, as certainly Rabbi Gamliel was part of that Bezdin, and therefore he meant to say that invite 6 more people, so we'll have a total of 7 Dayanim when we're Ma'abed Hashana. Gemara tells us Hishkim Umatzah Shmoina. The next morning when Rabbi Gamliel came to the attic, he found that there were 8 people in total. Armani said, whoever is the one that came up, should leave and should not be part of the minion. The Braisa tells us, that Shmuel HaKotin got up and stated that I am the one that came up, and the reason why I came is not because I want to be part of the minion, as certainly I wasn't invited, and the only reason why I came up is in order to learn halacha maisa as to how to be ma'abed Hashana. And Yad Ramah, who brings down from your Tell me that's mashma the halacha acheres kamar. They stated that I want to learn a different halacha. The kamina hasam halacha nitzuchli nichnasi l'shol. And I in Rashi over here that states alumitur mikem hech tasu, as I want to learn how to be ma'abed Hashana. And the Braisa tells us amalois from Gamliel said to Shmuel HaKotan shev ben yishev ruyis kol shon kulin l'sabal yadcha, that you should sit down as all the years are roy to be misabed through you. El amrachamim im ma'abed Hashana el b'mzuman la. However, the chacham that the only way that Iba Hashana works is only if you pre-invite the Dayanim. The Braisa tells us V'lei Shmuel HaKotan Ava, that really the one that was not invited was not Shmuel HaKotan, as certainly Shmuel HaKotan was invited El In Shachrina, and really was another person that came up Shloi Bershus U'machs B'Kisuvah Hu De'Ovid. And the only reason that Shmuel HaKotan stated Anihu Shalisi Shloi Bershus is because he didn't want to embarrass this other person. And L'maisa the Mefarshim point out that how could Shmuel HaKotan have stated that I will leave if L'maisa once he leaves, you won't have 7 people that were invited, as L'maisa, the other person that he left behind, was not really invited, and therefore they will be doing Iba Hashana improperly. And they explained that certainly Shmuel HaKotan understood, that Rav Gamliel will understand that he's only saying this in order that he doesn't embarrass his friend, and therefore Rav Gamliel will tell him to stay. Therefore, they would have the proper amount of people that were invited to be Ma'abed Hashana. I know in Farshim we discuss if there's a chesaron by having someone that's not invited that's together with the rest of the people while they're being Ma'abed Hashana, or if there's no chesaron, and even if someone that's not invited is together with the rest of the people, then it would still be valid Iba Hashana. They bring rise to both studim from our Gemara, and for example, by the fact that Shmuel HaKotan actually was able to stay, and the other person was also there, so we see that that's not a chesaron, and even if there's an extra person there that wasn't invited, that would not be a chesaron in our ability to be Ma'abed Hashana. And it also seems clear that Ramliel didn't specify who to invite, he just told his Talmud to go and invite 6 other Dayanim, and there's no requirement for the Nasi to actually specify which Dayanim should be invited. Gemara continues, Ki Hadi Yosef Rebbe, that this story with Shmuel HaKotan is similar to another story that happened at a later date, as certainly Shmuel HaKotan was one of the earlier Tanoim, and he was together with Rav Gamliel HaZaken. Certainly this next story happened at a later date. The Gemara tells us that Rebbe was sitting with Kedarish V'Riach Reach Shum, and while he was dashing, he smelled a bad smell of garlic. And Rebbe stated, Misha that the one that ate garlic should leave. So Rav Chiya got up and he left, and then all the other Talmidim saw Rav Chiya left, so they also got up and left. And they embarrassed Rebbe, as Rebbe didn't have anyone left in the shir. And the Gemara continues, that in the morning Rav Shimon ben Rebbe found Rav Chiya, and it's mashma Rav Shimon ben Rebbe went out to find him, and Amalei, and Rav Shimon ben Rebbe said to Rav Chiya, Atu shitziat la'aba, that you were the one who caused pain to my father Rebbe. And Amalai and Rav Rechi responded, Chas v'sholem, lo yitei kazayis b'Yisrael, that certainly I wasn't the one that ate the garlic, and I wouldn't have done so, and the only reason why I got up and left was only to be able to save the person that ate the garlic from embarrassment. And as Rashi says, Chas v'sholem, sho'ich l'ashom, b'voyi l'beis medrashai, el k'desh l'ilhal ben parim, sho'ich l'ashom, yitzasi, k'desh yitzu kulam, v'lo yavino mihu, and this way I understood that the rest of the Talmidim will leave, and no one will know who actually ate garlic, and certainly Rabbi Chiya understood that if he'll get up and leave, that won't help the problem, as the person that ate the garlic will still be in the Beis Medrash, and therefore Rebbe would still smell the garlic, and will still realize that the actual person that ate garlic is still in the shir, and therefore it must be that Rabbi Chiya's whole plan was that if I get up and leave, then all the Talmidim will be able to leave, and this person that ate the shum will leave together with them, and no one will know who ate the garlic. Gemara now asks Rabbi Chiya mehicha gamala, that where did Rabbi Chiya know that this is the proper action, and this is what he should do? Dr. Gemara, Meir Ameya, he learned this from Ameya. The Tanya is willing to the Brisa. There was a story with a woman that came into Beis Medrash Ameya, and Amar Loi, and she said to Ameya, Rebbe, Echem Yikem Kanshani Rebbeya, there was one of the people in this Beis Medrash that was Mekadosh me with Bia, and therefore they have to get married to me, or I require a get. Lamaisa Ameya realized that if he would try to find out who was Mekadosh this woman, then people will realize that this Talmud was Mekadosh her with Bia, and certainly that would be embarrassing for this Talmud. As we know, it was considered a Dover Maguna for someone to be Mekadosh a woman through Bia, and as the Gemara Masechet Kedushin on Daf Yud Beis on Beis states, and eventually they asked someone from Mekadosh a woman with Bia, and if someone did so, they would give the person Makas Mardis, and as the Gemara states, the Rav Mangid al the Mekadosh B'Shuka v'al the Mekadosh B'Bia, and therefore our Brisa continues, Amra Meir v'kosavlo get krisis v'nasala, the Rav Meir himself got up and wrote a get for her, and he gave it to her, and Amdu Kulam and kosavlo v'nasala, and then the rest of his Talmidim, Surah Meir wrote a get, and they realized they didn't want to embarrass this Talmud, and therefore they all got up and they wrote again and gave it to her as well. And the Gemara continues, Rav Chiya learned this from Ameya, but Ameya Mehecha Gamala, where did Ameya learn this from? And the Gemara states, Mishmuel HaKotin, from an original story with Shmuel HaKotin. And the Gemara continues, Shmuel HaKotin Mehecha Gamala, and where Shmuel HaKotin learned this from? And the Gemara explains, Mishachanya ben Yechiel, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Ezra tells us, by Yan Shachanya ben Yechiel, Mibnei Elam, by Yemel Ezra, and Nachtu Ma'alnu Malakinu, Venoshim Noshim Nachrius, Ma'ame Arts, Ba'ati Ish Mikvil Yisrael Al Zeis. And the Pesukim and Ezra are discussing that Klai Yisrael circa Bayasheni intermarrying with Goyim, and Shechanya ben Yechiel stated that we actually did this and we actually intermarried, and do we have hope for Klai Yisrael, and could we do tshuva? And Lemaisa Shechanya ben Yechiel never intermarried, and even so he said that we did so, and he included himself amongst those who actually intermarried, and therefore we see they didn't want to embarrass a specific group, and therefore he included himself amongst that group. And Gemara continues, Shechanya ben Yechiel mehecha gamala, and where did Shechanya ben Yechiel know this idea from? And the Gemara explains, me Yeshua, not from Yeshua himself, but the story of Yeshua, and he really understood this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. As we know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael that when going and fighting the Shiva Ammon, that you shouldn't take the spoils. We know that Achan took from the spoils of Yerichai, and as an Einish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused 36 people to die while fighting to capture Ai. The Gemara brings him a card that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected Achan, and he didn't want to say that Achan was the one who actually went and was over on the Issa to take any property and to take any booty, and he was over on the Chirim. The Chsiv, as the Paskin Yeshua states, Yoyim HaShem HaYeshua, Kum Lach, Lama Zeh Ata Nefal HaPanecha, Chot Yisrael, V'gam Ovru Es Brisi HaShe Sivisa Yisam, V'gam Lachu Min HaChirim, V'gam Gonvo, V'gam Chichashu, V'gam Som V'chleyem. And as the Gemara continues, Omer Lefanav, the Yeshua said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbein L'Shalom Michata, who was the one who actually committed this Avera, and Omer Loi, V'chidiotani, Leichatel Gerolois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yeshua, do you think I'm a Rachel and I'm a gossiper? You should go and you should cast galatz, and then you'll find out who actually committed the Issa, who was Ivan the Chirim. As Rashi says, Mi Yeshua, Mi Maisa Yeshua, Shlei Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'galus Lei Miu Achayte, V'ichlis Es Kulim B'chlach, Shanem Achot Yisrael, B'maisa Achon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say that Achon was the one who did the Avera, and instead HaKadosh Baruch Hu stated Achot Yisrael. Finally, Gemara states, V'yibay Yisema, or I could tell you Mi Moshe, from the story with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk states, V'yayim HaShem HaMoshe, Ad Onam Ma'antam, Lishma Mitzvayse V'sirasai, and as the Pasuk at the end of Pashat B'Shalach states, after Moshe Rabbeinu told Klai Yisrael they shouldn't go out on Shabbos to take them on, and it states, V'yayim HaShem HaShvi, Yotum in Ha'om Lilkoi V'lei Matzau, and two people, which really refer to Dasan Aviram, they went out to try to find man, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Ad Onam Ma'antam, Lishma Mitzvayse V'sirasai, and he didn't specify the two people. And once again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a general statement, and we see that he didn't want to embarrass anyone, and therefore he didn't want to single out any specific people. Rashi states, Ma'antem kulim b'chal, very kulim l'yotzu l'lkoit el mitzas, d'chsiv yotzu mina om l'lkoit, and certainly it wasn't all of Klai Yisrael. Now Gemara continues with new b'raisa, Tana Rabbanon, mishimesu neviyim achreinim, chagat zechayim alachi, nistalka ruach ha-kodesh m'Yisrael, that once the neviyim achreinim died, which refers to chagat zechayim alachi, ruach ha-kodesh and nevuah was taken away from Klai Yisrael, v'afal p'kein ha-mishtam shev baskol, and even so, there was some sort of ruach ha-kodesh which presented itself as a baskol. Nayin Tesis, who explains the concept of baskol, yishemim, shloi ha-yishemim kol ha-yitzim in ha-shemayim, el mitech isi kol, yitzik kol achar, my pa'am mishadu maka b'koyach, v'shemeh kol achar, yitzim menalim rachoyk, v'yitzik kol ha-yishemim, l'kach kirin isi baskol, it was a daughter of a kol, and it was an echo of a kol, and Nayin Tesis Rosh, who explains, yesh mefarshim, l'fishu yitzim b'mida, v'ein kol adam shemoy, el ha-roi l'shemoy. And Rashi explains that the reason why the Gemara brings this memra is because in a moment we will see that it's relevant to Shmuel HaKotin that we just discussed. And the Gemara continues, Pamachas Hayimusum Balias Beis Guria Berichai. It was a time when the Chum were gathered together in the attic of Beis Guria, which was in Yerichai. V'nosalei Baskol Ben Shemayim. And Baskol came out from Shemayim and stated, Yesh Kan Echad Shiroi Shetishalav Shechina. And some are not Gurias, the next words of Kamesh Rabbeinu, and some are Gurias Kamesh Rabbeinu. Ela She'in Dayur Zakoy Lekach. That there is one person that's amongst the group that is Roy, that the Shechina should rest on him, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. However, this door is not Zakai, is not Roy Lukach. Lemaisa, those that take out the words of Kamesh Rabbeinu make a lot of sense, as Lemaisa the Torah states, like Kam Navi Oyd B'Yisrael Kamesha, there'll never be a Navi like Moshe, and certainly it can't be that the Shechina will rest on this person like Moshe Rabbeinu. And Nasa Chacham Meseinim B'Hilal HaZaken, and Lemaisa the Chacham placed their eyes on Hilal HaZaken, and they felt that the Baskol referred to Hilal HaZaken. And of course, the Pasha says that Hilal HaZaken was the most Choshev, and therefore they realized that it was referring to Hilal HaZaken. However, some explain that since Hilal HaZaken was the only one that didn't hear the Baskol, therefore they realized the Baskol was referring to Hilal HaZaken. The Gemara continues, Chashemes Amru Lov, and when Hilal HaZaken died, they said the following hesped about Hilal HaZaken, Hey Chosid, Hey Anav, where is the Chosid and where is the Anav, Talmid Shel Ezra, who is a Talmud of Ezra. And the Gemara continues, Shem Paravachas, Hayimusum Baliyah B'Yavna, there was another time when they were sitting together and they were gathered together in the attic in Yavna, and once again a baskol came out from Shemayim and it stated Yesh Kan Echad Shiroi Shetishalav Shechina El She'ein Dayur Zakoy Lekach, and Nasach Chacham Meseinim B'Shmuel HaZaken. In this case the Chacham stated that the baskol must be referring to Shmuel HaKotin, and once again a Shemes Amru Lav Hey Chosid Hey Anav Talmid Shel Hillel. Gemara tells us that even though Nevuah was bottled and it was Nistalku Ruach HaKadosh Mi'Yisrael, but Afhu Am B'Shas Mi'Sasai, even so Shmuel HaKotin had a Nevuah prior to dying, as he stated at the time of his Misa, Shimon v'Shmol l'charva, Rav Shimon Gamliel, who is the Nasi, and Rav Shmol ben Elisha, who is the Kohen Gadol, they will be killed with a sword, and they were part of the Asar Eruga Malchus, and some of their friends will also be killed. As Rashi points out, this refers to Rav Akiva, Rav Hanani ben Tradion, they were also from the Asar Eruga Malchus, and Liktola l'sham Misais, and they were killed with other Misais that were not through a sword, and Rav Akiva ben Masrika Shabazel of Perkaroya, and Rav Hanani b'Sreifa, and as we know, Rav Hanani ben Tradion was burnt alive, and we still have the story in Masech Zavei Dezara. Shmuel HaKotin continued, V'shar Amo Lebiza, V'akan Segi Nasid L'Mesal Alma, and the rest of Klai Yisrael will be destroyed, and the Goyim will take spoils, and there will also be terrible tragedies that come to the world. And the Brisa continues, about Yehuda ben Baba, Bikshu Leimakein, and regarding Yehuda ben Baba, who was also one of the Asar Yehuda Malchus, they also wanted to say this hesped of Hey Chosid, Hey Anav, Elo Shenitra V'Hashah, She'im Aspin Mal Ruhi Gemalchus, as the Maisa, they didn't have enough time, as we don't make a hesped on someone that was killed by the Melech. And as Rashi explains, Elishim Aspinu Malaruga Malchus Mepay Yiras HaMelech Umir Lekavrei, because of the fear of the king, and therefore they quickly buried him, and they didn't even give him a hesped. And Gemara continued, Tanan Rabbanan, we learned another Braisa, Ima Abin Sashana El Mekain Yirtsa Nasi, that we only do it by Shana if the Nasi agrees. Umaisa Rav Gamliel Shaholch Litu Rishus Itzel Shalten Echa Besurya, and there was a story with Rav Gamliel HaZaken, who was the Nasi, and he went to the shelter in Syria in order to receive permission for other issues that affected the Tzibur, Mishal Lavoi, and he wasn't around at the time that Bezin had to decide if they're going to be Ma'abed Hashanah, the Ibrus Hashanah, Menashe Yitzhak Rav Gamliel, and the Ma'abed Hashanah on condition that when Rav Gamliel comes back, he will agree that it was proper and he will give them the Rishus, Uchshibar Rav Gamliel Va'amah Reitzani, Nimtzei Shana Mubaris, and once Rav Gamliel came back from Syria and he stated that I agree that it should be Shana Mubaris, then Lamar Freya, it was considered Shana Mubaris. We explain explained that Leo went to ask Rishus from this Hagman on Mili the Alma, however, in Yad Ramah, that Rabbi Gamliel actually went to ask Rishus if they could make an Ibashana, as the Yad Ramah brings down in the Abu Sashana Vimlav Shlo Yabu Olein, Yahid Aminal Kamon, Volinichon Adayim Echad, the time in the Milsa, the Kulu Mini Massim Anonis did who, Bishosa Havitoli, Vimasiva Shosa, Tlasin Yamin Lehav Nichle, and they might not want them to actually add on an extra 30 days, Mishun Mufaglu Bechad Yarcha, by adding on 30 days, then the Goyim would be losing out of 1 month of taxation. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let's point out that previously on Daf Yoram Beis, Rashi Diva Maschel Echel Im Leshev, and Rashi brought down for the Gemara that we will have on Daf Yoram Beis that states, and when Bezdin was determining if this year should be a leap year, there would be Ma'ayin Im Tzichel Abishon Zum Im Pnei Aviv Oyat Kufois Oy Peris Ilan. As we will see, the Brisa will state, Al Shnayim Mehen Me'abrin Val Echel Mehen Eim Me'abrin, that in order to be Ma'abed Hashana, two of these three reasons must apply, and our Gemara will continue and bring other reasons to be Ma'abed Hashana, and we will explain how this fits in with the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Gemara continues with another Brisa, Tana Rabbanan. We learned to the Brisa, Eim Ma'abed Hashana Elam Kein Hoysa Tzricha, Nei Adrachim Umupnei Agsharim Umupnei Tanuri Psachim Umupnei Gol Yisrael Shinekum Mekayim Vadayin Lo Yegiu Avaloyim Pnei Ashelig Valoyim Pnei Atzina Valoyim Pnei Gol Yisrael Shlo Akum Mekayimon. The Brisa teaches us that Bezin could decide to make a Shana a leap year if they realize that the roads are all ruined because of the winter. Similarly, the bridges are ruined because of the winter and because of the rain. Vadayin Lo Niskanu, there was not yet enough time to repair the roads and the bridges. Vayuchlu Eilu Regel Avay, therefore those that were coming to be Eilu Regel not be able to travel to Yerushalayim. Similarly, there will be Ma'abed Shana, the earthenware ovens and stoves that they used to use in order to roast the Karim Pesach were ruined because of the rain and the bad weather during the winter. And as Rashi says, and they needed more heat in order to dry them out, and therefore they wanted to wait another 30 days in order for the weather to become warmer and to dry out their ovens that were needed for the Karim Pesach. Similarly, if Bezin saw that people that lived out of Eretz Yisrael already left their homes and were trying to come to Eretz Yisrael and to Yerushalayim to be Eilu Regel, and they wouldn't have enough time to get there, then Bezin would decide to be Ma'abed Hashana. And as Rashi says, in Pei Gol Yisrael, B'nei Agoy L'Rechaikim, V'nishma L'Bezin Shinekrim M'kayim L'Al Suregel, Lassus B'Shein, V'adayin L'Yegiyu, Shem L'Yabru, L'Yegiyu, L'Avlu B'Pesach, and if they wouldn't make it Ibba Shana, then the people in Babel would no longer come to be Eilu Regel, and they would always be concerned that there would be a potential for a delay, and then they would be coming for no reason. However, the Brisa teaches us that we would not make it Ibba Shana because it's snowing outside or because it's still cold, as that would not hold back people from coming to be Eilu Regel. And similarly, we would not make an Ibba Shana if the people in Golis not yet leave and start traveling to Yerushalayim, as Lemaisa, even if they leave and they won't be able to get here, that's their fault, and that will not hold them back from coming in the future. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, we learned another Brisa, Eim Abin Sashana, Leim Pnei Agadim, Leim Pnei Atleim, Leim Pnei Agizle, Shloi Pirchu, Aval Isa Isan Sad Lashana. The Brisa tells us that it's not a good enough reason to be Ma'abed Hashana because the young goats and the young lambs are too small, they aren't so big, and therefore there won't be enough meat on the Karim Pesach, and therefore you want to wait 30 days for these animals to grow a bit older and to get a bit bigger. As we know, the Karim Pesach is brought from an animal that's a Ben Shana and it's within its first year, and therefore, as Rashi says, at this point they're dakin, they're very thin. Even so, Im Abrinolein Kadei Shiglu V'yasim Hem Psachim Shrei Yochel Hachgu Ketanim, as Lemaisa you could bring them as a smaller animal. Lemaisa, all you need to eat from a Karim Pesach and all you need for your family, one kezayis for each member of your family. And the Brisa also teaches us that you can't be Ma'abed Hashana because the doves did not yet mature enough and cannot yet fly. And as we know, your lettuce or zava zava, when they bring a carbon of birds, they bring shtei terim or shtei b'nei yoina. The only time that terim or kasha to be brought as karbanis is only once they're old enough to fly. Therefore, one may have thought that Bezin would be Ma'abed Hashana if they see that the terim aren't large enough. And as Rashi says, shestrichim l'kini yoy ledesh shebuchol art Yisrael v'chein zavim zavis shekulim mashin kinein ad aloysel regal, as everyone would hold back and wouldn't bring the karbanis until they came and were ilu regal, and afo pikein einu abu kach sheichon lahav b'nei yoynik shekshem k'shem tanim, as lemaisa they still have a choice, as they could bring b'nei yoyna and they don't have to bring tayrim, and the shear for b'nei yoyna to be brought on the mizbeach is even when they're very young and you don't have to wait until they could fly. However, the Brisa teaches us that even though this can't be the actual reason for being ma'abed Hashana, but you could use them as a sad, and as Rashi says, siyog b'smachlod reim la'abed Hashana, and this could be an debated on reason as to why the Ma'abed Hashana, and as Rashi says, if you have one or other reasons why you could be Ma'abed Hashana, and for example, there's a need because of Aviv or Peris Ilan, and you came Ma'abed if it only had one of these reasons, but if you had one of those reasons, and you also had one of these reasons in our brisa of gedim or tlayim or geizlais, then that would act as a sniff. Bezdin would have the ability to be ma'abed hashana. Our gemara now continues ketzad that we just stated amar isayson sad l'shanim, and how do you do that? And Rabbi Yani im mishum of Shimon Gamliel. So Rabbi Yani explains in the name of Shimon Gamliel, Bezdin would write as follows: ma'adoyin nachnal choyin de gezlay v'chichen v'meri de akin zimne aviv leimata v'shafatim milse ban poi v'sifas al shasada tlasin yamin. Bezdin writes that we're letting everyone know the doves are still young and the lambs are too thin and the time for the grain to ripen did not yet come. Therefore, we have decided to make this year into a leap year and we've added on 30 days onto the year. The Gemara continues, Mesvei, I'll ask you a shayla on what we just mentioned in the name of Shimon Gamliel. As Rav Shimon Gamliel stated, Vaisifus al Shasada, Tlasin Yaimin, that we added on 30 days onto the year. But in Mice, we have a Bryce that states, Kama Ibishana, and when we make a Ibishana, how long is Adi Rishayin? Tanakama holds Shleishin Yaim, that is 30 days, and Rav Shimon Gamliel Ima Chodesh, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says that's 29 days, which is a standard month. L'chayr, Bryce has just said, Rav Shimon Gamliel stated, Vaisifus al Shasada, Tlasin Yaimin, that we added on 30 days, and the Gemara answers, Amra Papa, Ratzu Chodesh, Ratzu Shleishin Yaim, that when Rav Shimon Gamliel responded to the Chum, and he said Chodesh, he didn't mean to say that it's always going to be a month of 29 days, but he meant to say that Adi Rishon could either be 29 or 30 days. And Ayin Rashi, Mesechta Rosh Hashanah, Kabe Im Hashanah, Yimei Adi Rishon, She'isa Isin Ibu L'shanah, as that is considered the extra month of the year. L'maisa Lashon of a Gemara was Rav Shimon Gamliel Im Chodesh, and we explained that the word Chodesh means 29 days, and Ayin Taisis at the bottom of Amid, Hacha Mashma, the Chodesh Tam, who Chodesh Chasa, the Chim in Perakam Adi, Gabi Chodesh Mali, Chodesh Chasa, Ikub Benayu. His is for the Gemara in Mesechta Yavamis that states that when the Pasuk states Yerach Yamim, Yerach refers to 30 days, and Yom refers to another 30 days, and therefore we see that the Lashon Chodesh equals 30 days and not 29 days. And Taisus answers, the Lashon Torah L'chud, Lashon Chacham L'chud, that either we're going to explain that there's a difference between the Lashon Torah and Lashon Chachamim, and when the Chachamim speak about a Chodesh, it's speaking about 29 days. Then Taisus states, Inami, Hachu V'amadu, the Kama Tanakam Shleshim, that since the Tanakam of Abraisa, as well as in Perakam Adim, Sechlas Ksubis, states that there's a requirement for 30 days, so when the other Tana states a Lashon Chodesh, certainly it means 29 days, but in a Chinami, if there's a Lashon Chodesh by itself, then Stama Chodesh would mean 30 days. So before we continue, we previously mentioned, Mepnei Galus Yisrael, Shenekru M'Kaiman, as he points out, it will only be Ma'abed Hashana because of the people that did not leave in Eretz Yisrael, as Meshum Hanach Lissiv Be'Eretz Yisrael, Ein Tzarech La'abo, Da'afila Achron Yochel Agim, Reish Chodesh Nisan Ha'Pesach, as L'maisa, anyone that lives in Eretz Yisrael, as long as they leave at Reish Chodesh Nisan, they could reach Yerushalayim by the time of Pesach, and therefore there would not be a reason to be Ma'abed Hashana because of them. Finally, in the second Taisus on the Amid, Taisus bothered that Agamor stated, "A Ma'abed Hashana Elam Kin Haisa Tzrichim Play Adrachim Play Gsharim Play Tanur Psachim Play Galus Yisrael Shenekum Kaimim Vadayin LaYegiu." And Taisus asked that why didn't our Brisa also mention the Gimel Simanim that we will mention on Daf Yud Aleph Beis, and as we mentioned beforehand, Ala Avdav Piras Ilan Ba'alat Kufa. And Taisus explains that the reason why our Brisa didn't mention it is because there's a major nafkamina between our Brisa and that memra, as Bedegeya, the reasons of our Brisa, even if you have only one of the reasons, that would suffice, and that would be enough of a reason for Bezdin to be Ma'abed Hashana. However, Bedegeya, the three reasons that we mentioned on Yud Aleph Beis, the only time that you could be Ma'abed Hashana is only if you have at least two out of the three reasons, as we will see on Daf Yud Aleph Beis. Then Taisus continues that L'maisa, we just stated that regarding the three reasons that we will have on Daf Yud Aleph Beis, even if you have one of them, that would not suffice. And if so, why don't we mention it in the next brisa that we just learned, which stated in Abim Sashana, Loim Pnei Agadim, Veloim Pnei Atloim, Veloim Pnei Agizloi Shloi Perchu. As we explained, one of those reasons alone would not suffice to be Ma'abed Hashana, and L'chayr, we should have also added in the three reasons that we mentioned on Yud Aleph Beis, where one of them would not suffice either. Once again, Taisus explains that the two brises are not similar. The Hanach to the Besamach, Afilu Hashnayim, Ema Abin Lov, El Shoisa Yisad, Em Echo Megimel Simanim. As we explained, saying that even if you would have two of the reasons that we mentioned of Gdiyim or Tlayim or Geizu Shleipichu, that would not suffice unless that together with one of the reasons that we mentioned on Amud Beis of Aviv or Peres or Tekufa. However, in the reasons that were given on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, as long as you have two out of the three, that alone would suffice in order to be Ma'abed Hashana, Ayin in Taisvis. The Gemara will now continue that we just mentioned the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Gemara will contrast the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel to the words of his father, Rav Gamliel. Our Gemara continues, Tochazi, my Iker, Ben Tekufoy Kadmoy, in Vasone Basroy. And I'll show you the chil between Rav Gamliel, who was from the early Nasiim, although he had a very strong side to him, but even so, we see great anava between Rav Shimon Gamliel, who was later than Rav Gamliel, and we know from Mesechus Bar Mitzia and Apidah and Rebeis, that Rav Shimon Gamliel was a great anav, as he said to his own son, Ata Ri Ben Shuel, that you are an Ari, the son of a fax. And Rav Shimon Gamliel referred to himself as a fax, and even so, when he sent the message that he was Ma'abed Hashana, he actually was toiled on himself, and as we saw, that he stated V'shafat Milsuban Pai, even though Rav Gamliel was much stronger than Rav Shimon Gamliel, however, when he actually sent a message that he was Ma'abed Hashana, he wasn't toiled on himself, and as we will see at the end of the story, that he stated V'shafra Milsuban Pai V'an Pechavroi, that he actually was toiled on himself, as well as his friends, and he mentioned his friends as well. And Ayin and Rashi at the top of Yud Aleph Beis, Tekifa Kamoi, Rav Gamliel, Shei Noik Srara, V'zarek Mor B'talmidim, that we know Rav Gamliel was Noik Srara, and his Talmidim feared Rav Gamliel, Ke'eshkam V'b'chiris, U'b'brachas V'rashana, Tetzayr L'Rav Yeshua, and as we know, they made Rav Yeshua stand up, and because of that, at some point, they actually removed him from being the Nasi, and they appointed in his place Rav Elaz ben Azayah, as we learned in Mesechus Brachas on the Chav Zayin Beis, V'afilu Hachik Tani Beis, V'shafu Milsu Ban Poi, V'am Pechavroi, Rav Shimon Brei, however, his son Rav Shimon, Dahavim Yom V'sinus Basroi, Karamim Basayich Rapelim, Lo'yom Ba'am Pechavroi, and even so, he was toiling himself, and he didn't make mention of his friends. And we continue on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and the Gemara brings a Braisa, where we will see at the end of the Braisa, Rav Gamliel stated, V'shafu Milsu Ban Poi, V'am Pechavroi, and as the Gemara states, Ma'is Rav Gamliel, Shoy Yeshiv Al Gav Mali Bahar Bayis, there was Dura Gamliel, they were sitting on a step in Har Bayis, V'yechon Seifa Halaz, Emel Ufanav, and Yechon the Seifa was standing in front of Rav Gamliel, V'sholosh Igreis, Chatuches, Ufanav Munachis, there were three pieces of parchment were lying in front of him, and Amalei Rav Gamliel said to Yechon the Seifa, Tuli Gata Chadu Chasayiv, take one of the pieces of parchment and you should write as follows, L'achol M'nei Glilayla, L'achona B'nei Glilayla Tata, that I'm sending this message to our brothers that are living in Golah Elyon and Golah Tachtain, and he stated, Shleim Chen Yaskei La'olam, that your peace should increase forever, but you don't anach l'choin, this man b'yur mato, la'fushim ma'isur, matona d'zesa, and be m'idiyu, that the time for beer has come, in order that you should take off ma'isuris from all your vats of olives. Rashi explains that Gola Elyon and Gola Tachrain would produce a lot of olives, and therefore he sent them this message, as l'maisa we know that this man beer is every third and sixth year of Shemitah, and as Rashi explains that during those years, kol mi shashia ma'isuris of shilshonu rishonu shniya, chayiv l'varon achshav, truma nitin l'koyin, the truma is given to a koyin, ma'isu rishon levi, ma'isu anu l'ani, ma'isu sheni mispar b'chol makam shu, shim lo yolo lishlaim, koyin in Pesach, yim v'ari era Pesach, umisvado ba'ati ha'kodesh min ha'bayis, ayin rashi mesech t'saitu, who states, ma'isu rishon levi, ma'isu anu l'aniyim, ma'isu sheni shal shtei shonam sh'ovu, ma'lo yolo lishlaim achshav, yim lo yolo, umisvado ba'ati ha'kodesh, zem ma'isu sheni, v'gam nesatul lezev ma'isu rishon, l'gel yasmu amano, zem ma'isu ani. The Gemara continues to tell us what Rav Gamliel told Yechon Seifa to write on the second Igeres and the second piece of parchment, and he stated B'tul Gata Chadu Chasayiv that you should take the second piece of parchment and you should write as follows: La'chodim B'nei Drema, two of my brothers that are living in the south, Shleim Chen Yaskei La'olam, that you should have peace forever. Ma'idon Anach L'Chayin, this man Biur Mata La'fushim Ma'isa Ma'im Rishulaya, that the time for beer has come in order that you should be Mafish Ma'isa from all of your grain. And as Rashi points out, that the people in the south would have a lot of grain, and therefore he sent this specific message to these people in the south. Finally, the Braisa tells us V'tul Gata Chadu Chasayiv, that Rav Gamliel said to Yechon Seifa to take the third piece of parchment and to write as follows: La'chana b'nei gal v'asu b'bavel, to our brothers that are living in Bavel, la'chana b'madei, and our brothers that are living in Madei, l'shal kol gal v'asu Yisrael, and to the rest of Klal Yisrael and Galus, shleim chen yaske la'olam, you should have peace forever, and ma'idon anach l'choin, that being ma'idiyu, at the gazlaya rechichim, v'mraya arkin, uzmanad aviv le'imata, v'shafu milsu ban poi, v'am pechavroi, v'asifas ha'shatada, yom in tlasin, which is almost exactly the same Lashon that his son Rav Shimon Gamliel used on Yud Aleph HaMid Aleph. However, Rav Shimon Shimon Gamliel only stated v'shafer milsim ban poi. However, we see Rav Gamliel stated v'shafer milsim ban poi over ampe chavroi. Therefore, we see that even though Rav Gamliel was a takif, he still was a great onav. Gemara insists that you have no raya as Dilman busted Abru that maybe in Chanami, although originally Rav Gamliel was a takif, but once they actually removed him from being a nasi, and as we stated that Rabbanan removed Rav Gamliel from being a nasi, they appointed Rav Elazar ben Azaria in place of Rav Gamliel. So it was at that point that he became an onav. And as Rashi says, Dilman busted Abru Rav Gamliel misiusai nasa onav. Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel that seems to learn a bit different than Rashi, and he explains based on the Gemara Masechtas Brachos that after they appointed Rav Elazar ben Azaria, at some point they actually brought Rav Gamliel back and they shared the nasius. Therefore, Rabbeinu Chananel explains Dilman Rav Gamliel like Kosafachi el busted Abru Rav Gamliel receiver Bahadei Rav Elazar ben Azaria umeshum Rav Elazar ben Azaria Kosafachi, because at that time Lemaisa Rav Gamliel had a konasi. Therefore, certainly he had to write that both myself and Rav Elazar ben Azaria approved this year to be an ibishanar. And Yad Raman who says v'yishemim kila achshelu v'chzru v'nasul shtei shabbosis Rav Elazar ben Azaria shabbos achas hutzuch lichto ba'pichavroi mipnei Rav Elazar ben Azaria shay shakel imay bedava ayin sham ayin Rashi that the reason why Rav Gamliel didn't send this message to the bnei galul and to the bnei darim is because they were from Eretz Yisrael v'in tzarch leidian ala iba shekayim mehen lebezin, and there was no need to be medir them that there was an iba shana as they were close by to bezin and therefore they would know avol bnei galul shurachayim Eretz Yisrael tzarch leidian ala iba shlo yechlu chametz bepesach ayin sham. And the Gemara continues Tana Rabbanan, we learned another brisa ashleish advarim or as some agurus ashleish simanim ma'abim sashana, that that's the reason why bezin will be ma'abim shana. The three reasons are ala aviv al piris ilon v'al tkufa. We'll read Rashi and explain these in a moment. And the Brisa teaches us Ashnaim hen ma'abrin val echem hen ein ma'abrin, that if you have two of these three reasons, then you could be ma'abrin shana, but for only one of them, you would not be ma'abrin shana. However, as much of echem hen akos mechen, if one of the reasons why you're being ma'abrin shana is because of aviv, then all of the people would be happy. And we will also explain this point in a moment. And Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimeh, Rav Shimon Gamliel states al tkufa. Gemara now is Hiboilu, we had the following shayla on the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel. When Rav Shimon Gamliel stated al tkufa, did he mean al tkufa smechin that the Tanakhama just stated uvis mancha over echemen and hakol smechin? Rav Shimon Gamliel argues in Tanakhama and he says that the only time that people were happy is if one of the reasons why they were ma'abed shana is because of the seasons, as we will explain in a moment. Oy al tkufa ma'abrin, or do we understand that Rav Shimon Gamliel is not talking about when people were happy, and he's actually teaching us a chiddush that although the Tanakhama stated that the only way to be ma'abed shana is based on two of the three reasons, however Rav Shimon Gamliel argues and he holds if one of the reasons why they want to be ma'abed shana is because of the tkufa, then they could be ma'abed shana and they don't have to have another reason because it's not the proper season. That would be enough of a reason to be ma'abed shana, and there's no need to have another reason together with the reason of tkufa. And the Gemara ends off teku that we're not sure exactly what Rav Shimon Gamliel means. Now that we saw the words of the Gemara, let us see Rashi who explains what this means. And Rashi begins that if we see that the tefuah and the grain is not yet ripe, then we be ma'abed shana. The kruksiv, as the pasuk tells us, b'chodesh aviv, that Pesach should be b'chodesh aviv. And Rashi continues v'istim mefarshim v'fisha ein lahameich lahakrav oimer. Some explain that the reason why we would make it a leap year when the grain did not yet ripen is because we want to make sure that we already have barley in order to be able to bring the korban oimer on the second day of Pesach. And Rashi says v'koshli that minul kamon al shor sharotzis ma'abed shana. And as we will see in a moment, that the three different lands, Benegei Ibe Shana, Ashtai Mehem Ma'abrin, and for two of those parts of Eretz Yisrael, we will be Ma'abba, then Bishla Tfu Behuda, Vloy Bishla Be'eva Yadrin, Vigolul Ma'abrin Ashana, Lemaisa, based on that memra, if the Tfu would already be ripe in Yehuda, and the Tfu is still not yet ripe in Eva Yadrin or in Golul, then we'll be Ma'abrin Ashana, and Lechuria, if since it's already ripe in Yehuda, there's no reason to be Ma'abrin Ashana, because you could take the Tfu from Yehuda and use it for the carbon Omer, and therefore Rashi feels that the reason why we're ma'abed shana based on aviv is not because of the svara, but because of the gzeiras hakasev that the Torah tells us b'chodesh aviv. Rashi continues that aviv has to do with the ripening of the tefuah and of grain, and Rashi continues val peris ilon in misachir bishulim yosim is manatzeres ma'abrin, that if we will see that the peris ilon will not be ripe before shavuos, then that's another reason why we will be ma'abed shana sheratzeres mana vars bikurim, because atzeres is the proper time to be bikurim, and of course bikurim comes from the first fruits of the trees, as the chsiv will be a bikurim v'mloy Leviim beBeil Regal, and if you can't bring them on Shavuos, Tzarich L'Treyach V'Lalus Pamacheres, then you'll have to be Matriach and bring them another time during the year, and therefore that's another reason why it would be Ma'abed Hashana. And finally, Rashi states, V'Alot Tkufa, another reason to be Ma'abed Hashana is if the season doesn't come out properly, and Rashi explains this refers to two different seasons, Bein Al Tkufas Tamayz, Shemaser Keves V'Nim Shecha, She'en Tkufas Tishrei Nefelas, Adavar Chag Ma'abrin. If we calculate that Sukkos will end before Tkufas Tishrei starts, then we'll be Ma'abed Hashana. Similarly, if we make a calculation, and we see that the winter season will continue until Tazayin Nisan, and as Rashi says, Shavah So'imah Dila B'teich Tkufas Tepes, then Ma'abrin Litchis Tzamoides, then that would be a reason to make it B'Shana, and to make sure to add an extra month, and this way Pesach will come out in the spring, and Sukkos will come out in the fall. And the Braisa taught us that for two of the three, you could be Ma'abed Hashana, but if you only have one out of these three reasons, then we would not be Ma'abed Hashana. And then the Tanakhama stated, and Rashi explains that if one of the two reasons why being Ma'abed Hashana is because the Tfuah is not ripe, then the people would be happy, as they don't care if you push off Pesach, as since the grain is not yet ripe and can't be eaten, and therefore even though by adding an extra month, they're actually pushing off Tazayin Nisan for another 30 days, and they won't be able to eat Chodesh for 30 days, that won't have any effect on them, as Lamaisa, the grain is not yet ripe. However, Rashi continues, but if the grain is already ripe, and the reason why the Chacham decided to be Ma'abed Hashana is because of Peris Ilan and Tkufais at Seven, then the people would be upset, as at this point it's causing them a delay that they're not able to eat that tour until they bring the Karban Eimer, which will now be 30 days later. And the Braisa continued, Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer Al Tkufa, and the Gemara Shaila, did Rav Shimon Gamliel mean Al Tkufa Smechen? What do you mean Al Tkufa Ma'abrin Teku? And Ayin Rashi, Boydu Al Tkufa Smechen, Shema Tkufa Nefelas Kitikuna Betchilas Tishrei, that if the season falls out properly, Vehe Ma'abna Shana Beshvil Dvar Machayim, and the Ma'abna Shana because of other reasons, for example, Mepnei Aviv, or because of Paris Elon, and because of these two reasons, V'dechen Sechag B'techi Meisachayir of Chodesh, and they push off Sukkos into the winter by another 30 days and by another month, Nimtzu Eilu Regolim Etzdarim B'Gshamim, then it'll come out that the Eilu Regolim will have a lot more rain during that period of time, and they'll have a lot more tzar. And Rashi explains, L'fisha Itim Hechon Achat Tkufa Sechama, and as we know that the season go based on Tkufa Sechama and based on the solar system, L'fikach Shitzrich L'Abal Paris Elon V'zer Metzarif Imo Yismechin, and therefore if the reason why the Ma'abed Hashana is based on the Tkufais, then everyone will be happy, as Lamaisa Sukkos will still fall out and it's not yet the rainy season. And Rashi continues that the second side of the Gemara is Oydilma Tkufa L'chudu Ma'abrin U'mpleish Yibur Minatera Asa Rav Shimon Gamliel Mifig, and Rav Shimon Gamliel being Choylik, that since the reason to be Ma'abed Hashana based on Tkufa is based on a Din D'Oraisa, therefore even if you only have the reason of Tkufa, that would suffice and that would be enough reason for Bezdin to be Ma'abed Hashana, in Rashi. And Rashi doesn't explain why the din of Tkufa is the Raisa, and Zak Taisa the Dima Maschal, Dima Ma'abrin, Perish Bekutras, Meshum, the Tkufa the Raisa, Kirchsiv, Chaga Osif, Tkufa Sashana. Taisa is, Vikosha, the Aviv Lami the Raisa, Kirchsiv, Shama is Chaydish Aviv, Vichem Peris Ilan, Vichaga Kotze, Bekuri Masecha, Vinir, the Hainan Taima, the Tkufa, Meshum, the Efshel Litaisba, our Peris Ilan, the Aviv, Avinu Tarbu, the Maisa by creating Ibashana based on the Tkufa, which is based on the season, that is something which is not subjective, and it's an objective criteria. And certainly everyone knows when the Tkufa starts, when each season starts, which is always based on the solar cycle, and it's always based on a specific date of the year. And for example, we know that the fall always starts around September 22nd, winter starts around December 21st, spring starts around March 20th, and summer starts around June 21st. However, other than Paris Elon is subjective criteria, therefore Rav Shimon Gamliel will hold, in order to decide that there should be an Ibishana, have to have reasons based on two of these three criteria, Ay and Sham. Gemara continues that we just mentioned two of the criteria in order to be Ma'abed Hashana is Aviv and Peris Ilan, and Zakt Gemara, Tanar Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, Al Shalosh HaRatzos Ma'abed Hashana, that when determining if we should be Ma'abed Hashana, we take into account the three provinces of Eretz Yisrael, Yehud, Ve'eva, Yadin, Ve'agol, Al Shtai Mehen Ma'abrin, Ve'al Achz Ben Ein Ma'abrin, and if this condition affects two of these provinces, then we Ma'abed Hashana, but if only affects one of these provinces, then we would not be Ma'abed Hashana. And the Braisa states, it was Man Shehuda Achzben Akol Smechim, She'ino Imen Bar El Mehuda, and if one of the reasons why we were pushing off the Ibishana is because the grain in Yehuda did not yet ripen, then everyone would be happy. The best way to bring a carbon omer is from the grain and the barley that grew in Yehuda, and we will explain this further when we see Rashi. Let's see Rashi that begins on the third of the wide lines at the bottom of Amid. Even if the grain in Eretz Yisrael ripened in Yehuda, but it did not yet ripen in Ivar Yadin or Golol, we would still be Ma'abed Hashana. Since the grain did not ripen in Rav Eretz Yisrael, therefore it's not considered a Chodesh Aviv. However, Zok Rashi, Val Achzman Eim Abrin, and as long as the grain in Ivar Yadin and Golol already ripened, we would still not be Ma'abed Hashana based on this criteria, as even though the grain did not yet ripen in Yehuda, and Lemais Lechatchila, we should bring the carbon Eimer from the grain that ripens in Yehuda, and Lemais, we won't have this grain. Well, Lemais Rashi brings down for the Gemara Mesechus Menachos that Mekan Omru Eimer Vin Eimer Elimin Akarv Lushlaim Dehain Yehuda, but Loi Bika Akarv Lushlaim Mevinin Ser Makam Rachik, or Mais Shaba Eimer Meginis Trifim, or Shtei Alechem and Bikas Eim Secher. Therefore, Lemais will be able to bring the carbon Eimer from the barley that already ripened in Eivar Yadin and in Golol. And Rashi continues to explain the next point to the Gemara that in a case where Yehuda was one of the areas of Eretz Yisrael where the grain did not yet ripen, then certainly everyone would be happy. And as Rashi says, as certainly it's a mitzvah mufcha to bring the Eimer from the area of Yehuda. Therefore, if the grain was already ripe in Yehuda, and the only reason why the Ma'abed Hashana was because the tefu was not yet ripe in Golan and Ivar Yadin, so Lemaisa, they're pushing off Pesach for another 30 days, and the carbon Eimer will be brought 30 days later, and at that point, the tefu in Eretz Yisrael and the tefu in Yehuda will already be dried out. And the pasuk tells us that the carbon Eimer should be brought from Carmel, and we need to have Rachu Mole, and it has to be soft, and it still has to be Mole, and because of that, we'll have to bring the carbon Eimer from Gol and Ivar Yadin, and therefore the people will not be happy. Or Yishem Bicha B'Yehuda, that if the tefu was already ripened in Yehuda, and the people see that's really roy to bring the Eimer at this point, and Bezin still will Ma'abba the Shana because of the other two provinces, Man then they will feel that the Chum are making it more difficult for them, extending the Issa Chodesh for another month. If the grain did not yet ripen in Yehuda, and in one of the other provinces, and either in Gol or Ivar Yadin, then the people are still satisfied that it wasn't Ibishana, and it's not that difficult for them. And even though B'di'eved, you could bring the carbon Eimer from the other two provinces, but the people are still not upset, as they know it's a mitzvah lechatchila to bring the carbon Eimer specifically from the area of Yehuda. The Gemara continues with another brisa, Tanur Rabbanan, Eim Abdin Seshanim al Yehuda, that you only be Abdin Shana if you have a bezin that is located in Yehuda, and if you're Abdin Shana from a bezin that's in Golol, then B'di'eved it would be considered a valid Shana Muberes. However, Chananya Ish Oinai gave testimony that if you're Abdin Shana in a bezin that's located in Golol, then even B'di'eved it's not considered Muberes. The Gemara continues, Amr Yehuda Breda Rab Shimon Ben Pazi, Rab Yehuda the son of Rab Shimon Ben Pazi, and Mepharshim point out, based on the Gemara Masechus Nida, Pazi was actually the daughter of Rab Chia, and Rab Shimon Ben Pazi was called based on his mother's name, because she was the daughter of Rab Chia. He explains, my time of the Chananya Ish Oinai, that what is the reason of Chananya Ish Oinai, that it Mubru Begol in Muberes, as Amr Kras, the Pasuk in Pastor A states, Ki im ala makam ha-shiivcha Hashem al-kechem, mikol shavtechem, lost him as Shmoy Sham, l'shichtai sidrishu v'asa Shama, we learn, called Drisha Shat HaDerish, lo yu al b'shichtai shal makam, that any Drisha that you derish, you should only do in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as Rashi says, it should be in the area of Yishlayim, v'hi b'Yehuda, and that is situated in the province of Yehuda. Ayin Chedush Ran, who points out that even though the Pasuk states, b'shichtai shal makam, and it would seem it has to be in Yishlayim, but the Maisa Agamara stated that you could bring the Eimer from any Tfua that grew in the area of Yehuda, and it's not only in Yishlayim, but in any part of the province of Yehuda. And Ran explains that this Lashon is always going to be based on the context, and as he states, Rabbi Yudea, Lashon Shichnai, who Lashon Kol Kavonis Chalukyais, Lefiya Inyan Hanemalov, Kishumidabe Bekabonis, who are based in Migdash Bilvad, Upam Mal Yishlayim, Kishumidabe Alachilus Kachim Kalim, which could be eaten in entire Yishlayim, Upam Mal Kolar Tehuda, Kamesha Amrukan, Eim Abrin, El Bihuda. In addition, Ul Kamanam Rinon, and in that Pei Zayin we will state, Gabi Zokim Amri, Mil Amin Shamokim Gurim, Vuhulish Lagazis Dafka, and over there it specifically refers to a very small area, which is only the Lishlagazis, where the Sanhedrin would sit. it. The Gemara continues with another brisa relevant to Ibn Hashanah. Tana Rabbanan im Abin Sashana El Biyayim v'mubu b'layla in Muberes. Ibn Hashanah has to be performed during the day. If you did it at night, then even b'di'eved, it would not be valid. V'im Kachas Chodesh El Biyayim v'kuchulu b'layla in Mukadeshes. And similarly, b'di'geya Kiddush HaChodesh and be Mekadesh the new month, you have to do it during the day. And if you did so at night, even b'di'eved, it would not be Mekudesh. And Om Rab Abba explains, Mikra, where do we see a pasuk b'di'geya Kiddush HaChodesh that has to be b'yayim? And he brings a pasuk in Tehillim that states, Hiku b'chodesh shefer b'kesel yom chagenu. And we learn that reis chodesh chodesh miskasubai. Then what month is the moon covered? We can't see the moon. Have a imaz Rosh Hashanah. This must be referring to the yontiv Rosh Hashanah. Every other yontiv happens either in the middle of the month or further into the month. Yom Kippur starts on Yud Tishrei, Sukkot on Tesvav Tishrei, Pesach on Tesvav Nisan, and Shavuos on Zayin Sivan. Therefore, this pasuk is referring to Rosh Hashanah. The Ksiv and next pasuk in Tehillim says, Ki chokli sol hu mishpal el keyakov. We learn ma mishpat b'yoyim af kiddush achodesh b'yoyim. And as Rashi says, that since this says, Ki choy kloy mechok shi yisrael oisim b'isichag, this ruling that Klal Yisrael does on that yontiv, dahenu kiddush achodesh, referring to kiddush achodesh, hareyu kemishpat, that is compared to a mishpat and to a judgment. And we know that a judgment has to be done during the day. Ksiv, and as the pasuk says, v'hoy b'yoyim an chilu esbanov, kiddushim b'achad dinam amnais, and ayin rabbeinu chnanol states, shenema tuka b'chidish shefer, b'kesel yim chaygenu, eze chag, shachidish miskasaboy, v'yoyim ezer rashana, pirish, e maskim rashana, that we don't mention on rashana, over rashi chachichem, the pasha of the kabonais of Rosh Chodesh, loy b'tfilo, loy b'zlasa, not in tfilo, and nowhere else. That's why the pasuk says, b'kesel, as on Rosh Hashanah, cover up, and we don't mention the kabonais of Rosh Chodesh, ayin sham, and ayin mesechs beyon, tatas ayin am alav, Tosis brings down the pshat of Rashi, shalvon and ein in the race, and then Tosis asks the kashal perushai the havali lemeima shalvon and miskasa. L'chur l'fi Rashi, the Gemara should state izu chag shalvon and miskasa boy because of this question. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam explains that our Gemara means shereish chodesh mizdamim boy klemish shurugal over boy the kasa loshin zman kamoy liyoyim akasa yavu beisai. Rabbeinu Shulam perish miskasa shloy yisar shereish chodesh kar boy that the shereish chodesh is not brought on Rosh Hashanah. Ayin Shom, and Taisus continues and brings down the pshat that we mentioned for Rabbeinu Chananel. V'yesh mifarsh b'skasa she'im maskino isa b'musad Rosh Hashanah. However, Rabbeinu Tam yo'ima adraba ho'ev ho'yakar maskino isa b'musad Rosh Hashanah. V'tikra Rabbeinu Tam lo'ima b'musav milbad ilus ha'chedesh v'chein tikin lo'ima shnei se'irim kilchasan sar echad shor ha'chedesh v'sar echad shor ha'chanah ayin shom. And finally, before we finish, let us see the bottom Taisus on that Firal from the Beis e'im abin ha'chanah el bihuda. And Taisus is that l'maisa we know Rabbi Kiva was Abba Shana in Adar, as we learn in Masechta Zivamis, when Adar in Chutzlaretz, and Adar is certainly from Chutzlaretz, and how could he be Abba Shana in Chutzlaretz? And Taisus answers, Shani Rabbi Kiva, Shalaniach Kamaisa Beretz Yisrael, as we learn to the Gemara Masechta's Brachos, on the Afsamach Gimel Aleph, and Ayin Taisus, who continues to ask from the Gemara later on, where Rabbi Chiyah Barzanuki and Rabbi Shimon Ben Yitzadek, they went to be Abba Shana Ba'asya, and Asya is part of Chutzlaretz. Certainly we can't say regarding them that Loyanichu Kamaisam, and Ayin Taisus in great detail. And finally, the Brisa stated, "Im Abbas Shana El Biyayim, Im Ru Belayla Inu Muberes, Im Kachas Achodesh El Biyayim, Im Kachu Belayla Inu Mekudesh." And Lemaisa, the Gemara only brought a makar to the second din of the Brisa, and not the first din of the Brisa. And I and the Rishonim who discussed this point, and we will stop over here.